Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Have your seat in God's presence. At the first service, I thought they said South. Second service, I heard South again. I now saw this. I said, this one is Sasa. So they moved from Sasa to South, even in dancing. They only dance Sasa for 5 seconds and they move to South. Is it Sasa you are doing or South? You are sure it's Sasa? But you are dancing South now. I believe that song is from Psalm 27. Let's check Psalm 27. Let's just pray with Psalm 27. Psalm 27. There's no mountain, there's no darkness, there's no power that you cannot crush.
Yahweh.
Now let's go. Psalm 27, let's go. The Lord is my light. Are you sure of what you are saying? Let's go. The Lord is my light. I don't know if you were stubborn when you were young. I've shared with you that where I grew up in, all the boxing champions of Ghana are from that area. All. Except there's a new one. All. From Azuma, Nelson, Aikote, everybody. All are from that area. That area is a small square. We call it Buko. Every one of them is from there. Why? The culture is... We don't like settling matter today, settling it tomorrow, settling at that time. If you make a mistake of fighting in my area, people will run you and stay until one person wins. So that tomorrow, you will not go and meet that person and fight the person again. That culture was what they grew up with and produced boxing champions. In that area, you can't make mistake and say, immediately you want to fight and we see how you are. We know whether you are going to lose or you are going to win. In church, sometimes when we say something, the devil knows, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The devil knows you are afraid already. Even you yourself, you know. You know you are going to lose that battle. Even if you don't have strength, you do shakara. You say, you go like a Lagos boy. Go back, go to and fro. Let the person be afraid first. Hello? Fear is the way you lose the battle of life first. It's by fear. Read the psalm, let me hear you. Let's go, want to go? Auntie, are you sure? Let's go, the Lord. And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Say, whatever is making me fearful, whatever is making me afraid, bow by the light, bow before the light of God. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow, bow. Whatever is making me fearful, and I say, bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Light has no fear of darkness. Switch it on, darkness will disappear. You can't be light and be afraid. When light appears, darkness disappears. Our light is dim. That's why we need to make too much noise against darkness before it disappears. When light appears, darkness disappears. We come by light. We come by light. Every power of darkness ruling over your life, let the light of God destroy them. Let the light of God pierce them. Let the light of God crush them. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Whatever represents darkness in your life, anywhere darkness is ruling your life, anywhere darkness is prevailing your life, let the light of God crush that darkness. In the name of Jesus, Lift your hands, say, light of God. Say, crush every darkness in my life. Every darkness, every darkness, every darkness, every darkness. Light of God. Light of God, crush the darkness. Let the light of God crush every darkness. By light, by light, by light. By light we crush darkness. By light we crush darkness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at someone and say, in your life let there be light.
In your light, let
there be light. Say, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Say, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Say, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You know what light does? Light exposes. Light makes plain. Light reveals. Light enlightens. Light illuminates. Light brings clarity. When all those things are not in your life, you will be confused and be moving in circles. Let the third person say, let there be light. I didn't hear say, let there be light. Say, let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. Let the prayer for yourself say, in my life, let there be light, 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 let there be light. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Do you know what the Bible says about the light concerning Jesus? It says the light shines in darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend. The darkness cannot explain it. The darkness cannot understand it. The light is mystery to darkness. You are light. You are mystery to darkness. Darkness must not be able to explain you. Can you say, let there be light? Say, I am the light of the world. Say, I say. Say, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light.
Let there be light. Let there be light. Shut to me.
Let there be light. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's go back to Psalm 27. And we read it again. We are going to verse 3. Let's look at the Lord is my light. I'll read like a champion. Let's go to the Lord. Is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom? Verse 2. When evil dwells, I send me to eat my upper flesh. My adversary, my foe. Give me new King James or King James. Okay, let's go. When the wicked come against me to eat my flesh, my enemies are foe. They every wickedness against my life. Stumble and fall. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Every wickedness, every evil, mighty name we pray. Every arrow shot against it, let them stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus. Can I say stumble and fall?
Stumble and fall.
I didn't hear it. Stumble and fall.
Stumble and fall.
Retrenchment. Stumble and fall.
Stumble and fall.
Losses. Stumble and fall.
Stumble and fall.
Do you understand? Those are the wicked, the evil. Fashioned against you, they shall stumble and they shall fall. Anyone against your health, against your life, let them stumble and fall.
Amen.
Let them stumble and fall.
Amen.
Sickness.
Stumble and fall.
Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Anyone kept in the womb of a serpent, be released by the thunder of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You might not understand the prayer, but I beg you, say amen. Anyone hidden in the womb of any coven, in the womb of any serpent, be released by thunder.
Amen.
Be released by the fire of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to lift your hands and two hands up. Shame, disappointment, stumble and fall. Say every arrow of shame, every plan of disappointment against my life and destiny. Say stumble and fall, stumble, stumble and fall, stumble and fall, stumble, stumble and fall, stumble and fall, stumble and fall, stumble and fall.
Shikapanda bela kande de de bela kosa.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Do you notice that your highest form of expectation, the devil attacks it? In fact, some people, what you have expected since when you know, when you come to die, something happened. What you have prayed for, what you are expecting, to make you feel as if God is not able. But the devil will stumble and fall. Lift your two hands up. Disappointment and shame, embarrassment and disgrace, stumble and fall.
Amen.
Can you pray for this? Stumble and fall. Disappointment and shame. Embarrassment and disgrace. Stumble and fall. My expectations are gone. My expectations are gone. My expectations are appear. My expectations are appear. My expectations are appear.
Rika baba da gabela da basa de ke de konda. Libam baba baba bakanda. Eleda basate kereba, rika da 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 da, samana beda, elanda basoka baladeda, elanda da da kasa, ekamba baba kaida, rebe baka deke te kosa, zada da 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 da, emanda baka baida, emanda deke te kome la ka, esame be katunda, rebe baka tabalada, elenda da da kasa.
Mighty name. We are praying.
Amen.
Many of you have never had a good problem before. A good problem. A good problem. You have 3 employment letters. Your problem is now praying to choose one. That's a good problem, sir. Should my children go to Britain, Canada, UK, or Australia to school? Pastor, I need an advice. Which country should my children go to? Those are the problems I want to be hearing, not those problems of the past. That's a good problem. What kind of car? Is it Mercedes? Is it Ford? Pastor, where should I build the house? Metama or Asokoro? That's a good problem. Hello? Some of you have never had option before in your life. No option. What you expected never comes. It is what is available that you do.
Amen.
Do you want me to pay you in dollar or pounds, or you want euro? Good problem. Some have not seen city before. Talk less of dollar. Good problem. Are we here? Every disappointment, let them bow and fall before you.
Amen.
Let them bow before you.
Amen.
You know, all of us have good imagination and good expectation. But life made us people without option. At all, I'm bad. You are a child of God. We will begin to have options. Are you ready to pray? I'm not sure. Are you ready to pray? Say, oh Lord, give me options. From today, oh Lord, arise. For my family, give us options. Options, options. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. We have not started praying. So, oh Lord, blessings that comes with good options. Blessings that comes with options. Are you ready? I hope nobody is sitting. Mankada. Dekeriakada. Can we go, Maria? Oh Lord, your blessings. Blessings that come with options. In the name of Jesus, you'll be given opportunity to make good choices.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up to me. We thank you. We thank you. I ask for a repair. Whatever the enemy has done against any area of your life, any area of your life that has been tampered by darkness, let the light of God bring a repair now. Let the light of God bring a repair now. Let the light of God bring a repair now. In the name of Jesus. Verse 3 of Psalm 27. Verse 3. Aha. Can we go?
Though
an army may encamp against me,
my heart shall not fail.
Uh-huh.
Though war may rise up against me, in this I will be confident.
Why? You are a warrior. War is what you do. War is what you win. Are you here?
Yes,
though an army may encamp against me, we come by the fire of the Lord. Every army surrounding you, let the fire of the Lord break upon them.
Amen.
Let them be scattered by the fire of the Lord.
Amen.
Let them be scattered by the fire of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands and say, daily victories I receive.
I receive.
Say, I will no longer lose any battle.
I will no longer lose any battle.
Can you pray? Daily
victories.
Daily victories. Daily victories. Daily victories. I receive.
I receive.
I will no longer lose any battle.
I will no longer lose any battle. In the name of Jesus. Any victory.
Daily victories. There's no mountain. There's no darkness. There's no power that you cannot cross.
Yahweh.
Daily victory. Arekete ribokoria katana.
There's no mountain.
Ikerikete de 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 bokoria.
There's no stubborn mountain that you cannot move. Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
We thank you. We bless you. Lift your hands to him and just thank him. Wave your hands to him and just tell him thank you. Thank him. Thank him.
There's no darkness.
You are the mighty man in power to
El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah, you are the mighty man in
battle.
El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your
every battle program into this week for you. Arise and conquer the battle. Arise and overcome the battle. You are a victor over the battle. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Congratulate somebody and have your seat. Congratulate somebody. Let's go quickly. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. We'll read verse 1 in many translations. Let's go. Let's just do, because of my time, let's do three or four translations. Let's go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. I can't hear your voice. Wait, is he only quiet that is in church? This side, I this for people. I'll move you here and use you. Thank God you are all my people. I'll just move you to the other. Give you one seat. Pastor, don't calm down now. Those days, now the thing where they take make people surgery for church. I see you dozing, I bring you. Sit down in the front. Use you as an example of Lazarus. I was sleeping in the grave and he was called for. Should we do that? Let's read. Let's go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. Another translation. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope. You know you can buy a land in America without getting to America. How do you know you have a land? A title deed. You see your phone. You have not been to that country. You transfer money. Deport it for you. You know many Nigerians abroad, they have not come to this country for 20 years. But they have lands everywhere. How are they sure of those lands? Why? They have a title deed. Do you understand that? Faith is a title deed. I call faith a guarantee. Faith is a guarantee. What is a guarantee? A guarantee is an assurance that certain conditions will be fulfilled, that certain things will be done. I had calls in the past to do a guarantor for a friend, a family friend. I was busy working one day when I was called from Alagmo. Hello, is that Abiodun Aribike? I said yes. He said, I'm calling from 4CID area, whatever. No, that's not area. Alagmo. I want you to know that so-and-so and so is with us. Are you the one that guaranteed the person? I say yes. By that time, what do you think will happen to me? My heart was already bam, bam. Are you the one that guaranteed the person? We just want you to know that the person is with us. And if we need anything from you, we will let you know. A church member came to Abuja and was staying with a friend. While he was with that friend, the junior brother of that friend got a job in the bank. And the junior brother of that friend asked him to do. You came from Lagos. You have nowhere to stay in Abuja. You are now staying with somebody. His brother got a job. And his brother now asked you to do guarantor. What will you do? You not go do one. You not go do one. You go do one. So he did the. Maybe 2-3 years ago. And then the guy messed up, did some things. And they were looking for him. Police were looking for him. The guy switched off his phone. Where he went, nobody knew. None of his family members knew. So police called him. EFCC called him. And said, produce the man. You are a guarantor. Produce the man. See, faith is a guarantor. When there is sickness, faith, you call on faith and say, faith, produce health, you are a guarantor. Producing. You lack money, faith. Produce finance. You are a guarantor. You are the one that guaranteed. We started praying, you know. The brother he stayed with, that he did guarantor. The brother, both of them did guarantor. But that brother has gone to Canada. He was the only one in Nigeria. I don't know if the brother is in church today. The first of all carried him. We got a lawyer. He got a lawyer. Release him. And say, another one, if you don't produce, you will not help somebody and enter trouble. Guarantee. A guarantor. A guarantor. Takes responsibility for everything. That's what faith does for you. If you have faith, faith is a guarantor of better things for you. When we started praying, it was supposed to appear at the police station on Monday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? On Monday, an unknown number called him. He picked the phone. The guy said, Egbon, I am the one. I'm coming to Abuja now. A day before, he called me. It was as if, you know, road are plenty for this world. Are you sure this guy will come? Tuesday morning, he called. He has appeared in Abuja. He went, took him to EFCC and signed against the guarantor. Said, my guarantor canceled totally. And imagine. Guarantor must always produce. That is what faith is. I want to share with you seven areas where faith comes as a guarantor, as a guarantee. Number one, Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. Faith is a guarantee of your salvation. Not your name, Mary. Jesus, footballer. If you like, bear Abraham and Moses. If faith does not guarantee your salvation, you will end in hell. Can we read from the screen? Let's go. For by grace you have been saved. You have been saved. You have been saved. You have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is what? It is the gift of God. Not a reward of your world. So that is not a reward because you are part of pastor's protocol. Sanctuary clipper. Salvation is not a reward for your works. Salvation is as a result of your faith. Your crown in heaven is a reward of your works. If faith does not take you to heaven, you can't receive a reward for your works. Your works only come into play after you have been saved by faith. That you came to church does not mean you make heaven. After you have made heaven by faith, then coming to church can now be rewarded. Whatever you do does not take you to heaven. It is faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ that takes you to heaven. Acts 16:31. You know, I've always asked people in church many times, if there is no hell, will you still serve God? That answer will show whether you are believing in faith for heaven or you are believing in works for heaven. Sir, if there is no hell, now fear they make people come to church, see they serve God. Bros, if there is no hell, will you still serve God? Think about it. That will show you the condition, whether you are expecting by works to go to heaven or by faith to get to heaven. Can we read what is on the screen? Let's go. Verse 30, 31. Let's go. Then he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, what? Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. He did not say change your name to Mary. He did not say, I was dedicated at this year, last Sunday of the month, so I'm going to heaven. Believe. Have faith. Believe. 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 Have faith. That is the only way we make heaven. Faith is a guarantee of your salvation. See, even the heaven itself, anybody here, we don't go there, come back. Now by faith, we are still holding on to the fact that the word of God is true. Thomas said, if I don't see it, I will not believe. Jesus came and said, Thomas, now you have seen, you believe. Blessed are those who do not see, but still believe. That is faith, sir. Hello? If you don't have the capacity to believe what you don't see, you don't have the responsibility of making heaven. It's faith that guarantees that. That is one. Number two, faith is a guarantee of victory. 1 John 5 verse 4. Let me go up because of people in the gallery. Faith is a guarantee. 1 John 5 4. Can we all read together? I want to go. For whosoever is born of God overcometh. What is born of God? Whosoever is born again overcometh the world. Sir, including that problem you are going through. Okay, let's complete it. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Colon. I don't want to teach English because I'm not an English teacher. But I think I have a small understanding of it. Colon. What is coming after is the description of what I have told you. Colon. Ms. Obisha, am I correct? A little bit. Okay. Is Greg in church? What's in Barbara? Okay. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. What is it? Listen, look at that. He didn't say this is a victory. There's only one victory for a Christian to overcome, not a victory. This is the article the writer grammar. Anybody use writer grammar here? Huh? There is no, okay, maybe few SS people. I'm not sure an SS student will use better grammar. You know 63 is 34. Do you know 63 is 34? Ah. One of the governors, military commanders of those days, either Adisa or the Badama, went and wanted to talk about 633 for education. He now said 63, 34. So we that did not do SS, when we look at people below, we say, use this 6334. There are many 6334 people in church. But let's come back to where we are. Listen. There is single. Victory. The victory is faith. Are you in church? The victory is faith. Overcoming the world is by faith. Overcoming that challenge is by faith. Overcoming that lack is by faith. Faith is the victory. Are you seeing, church? Sir, Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith where you'll be able to quench the fiery dart of miscarriage, fiery dart of less marriage, fiery dart of losses, fiery dart. Whatever is the work of darkness can only be overcome by faith. That thing you are fighting over, you can overcome it by faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Can you read it for me? What is it? Sir, listen to me. All the challenges you face as a Christian is a fight of faith. The devil is your faith is tested. Your faith delivers everything. When the devil comes against you, it's your faith he's after. It is your faith he's after. If your faith is strong, the devil cannot overcome you. It is a fight of faith. Sir, it's a fight of faith. That delay is a fight of faith. That job you lost is a fight of faith. That problem is a fight of faith. When you arise in faith, the devil bows before you. It is a fight of faith. Your temptation is a test of faith. That battle is a fight of faith. So you arise in faith. Devil, you can't have my child. Devil, you can't have my body. Devil, you cannot make me cry. Devil, I prevail over you. It is a fight of faith. Sir, that delay is a fight of faith. Stop crying, arise in faith. Tell someone, say, stop crying, arise in faith. So, the battles of life are fights of faith. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. Can we all read together? Be sober. The church looks sober, but I'm not sure you are looking vigilant. But let's go. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because that bastard, your adversary, the devil, as a roar, he didn't say the roar now. He said as a, there is only one lion. His name is the lion of the tribe of Judah. This one as a lion. Use English well. Because they are, the Bible says the devil. Now, they say no. The devil, as he behaves as a lion, he's not a lion. When they say the great lion from the jungle, are you a lion? You are not. As a lion. Do we understand? He only roars. He has no teeth. He's an old lion. An old lion, watch all this documentary. You see, when a lion gets old, even a hyena can kill him. He can't hunt again. The only way he eats is to shout. Oh! Fear go now catch some animal. They will not be able to move. He will not go there. He can't run again. He can't grasp them. His teeth is weak. Everything about him is weak. He will not be using the system and experience of a past to win battles. Listen, it's because you don't know. The devil as a roaring lion. Your father is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And the wicked runneth when no man pursueth. But the righteous is as bold as the lion. You are the lion. You understand what I'm saying? So you are the lion and the devil appears. You resist him. What is about seeking whom he may devour? Verse 9. Can we all read together? Whom? How do you resist the devil? Steadfastly. What does it mean to be steadfast? What does steadfast mean? Consistently. Persistently. The problem is that some of you, the only time you pray and resist devil is this time. After you go home, you join the devil. Resist him. Firm in your faith. Steadfast. Give me King James. Steadfast. Steadfast. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith. See. He will not blink. I will not blink. It's a blinking competition. He will not leave me. I will not leave him. But at the end of the day, the lion of the tribe of Judah will win. And he leaves me. Do you understand that? It's a battle of steadfastness of it. No shaking. 5 years. No shaking. Abraham, no shaking. 25 years. Joseph, no shaking. 18 years. Battle of faith. Steadfast. Steadfast. Nowadays, after you pray 1 week and nothing happens, oh God, if you don't do it by next week, I will backslide. 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 If you backslide, what will happen? That backslide, where you backslide last time, you see they face the backsliding repercussion. Backslide again. God is your mate that you harass. Go and harass your father like that. I will not do it again. Weak Christian. Bread and butter Christianity. Me, I know you suffer. And who be your father? Jesus, he suffered. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. You will just not suffer long. But if you're on this side, you must suffer. But maybe we not talk about this. You don't say my Nigerian church. Maybe we not tell you the truth. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. That by tribulation, we will enter the kingdom of God. That was what Paul said. I know go bad for bread. Beautiful song. If you understand the total meaning. But can we come back home? Faith is the victory. Are we here? James 4:7. Lord help me. James 4. Now look at this. Look at. Let's go. One to go. Submit yourself. Therefore. To God. Now pause. Get ready. Now let's read. Yeah, let's go. Want to go? Resist. And what will happen? He is not a liar. He will flee. He's a coward. He is using his experience of long-term battle against you. The man of war is your God. He's your father. His angels are with you. Resist the devil. Resist that delay. Your child is failing, resist it. Jacob, you have the mind of Christ. This result is not a reflection of you. Devil, take your hand off the brain of my child. Take your hands off the result of my child. With wisdom, he will endow you. He said with wisdom, with all your death in death wisdom. Jacob, you are my son. You are of Zion. Death wisdom. The devil, I resist you. I resist you. I resist you. I resist you. Concerning my husband, I resist you. Concerning my wife, it's a fight of faith. Hello? It's a fight of faith. The moment you sit down and say, the problem is from my wife's side. Now my wife's family, they have that. You don't lose the battle. You don't marry your wife. The problem is now your number one problem. You have acquired asset and liability to your marriage. In my family, once we just give birth, we just give birth to boys. I will marry second wife because my wife has not given me a boy. Go and marry. Second, third, fourth. You will see half girls. And you will pay school fees. When there is problem, let us arise in faith and resist the devil. Do we understand what I'm talking about? Resist him. He will flee. Let's take one more. Faith guarantees healing. It guarantees healing. He be giga. Just play that thing. Mumi lasi. He be giga. Just play that for me. Let's just play that for me. Matthew 9:27-30. Faith guarantees healing. Healing. And when Jesus departed there, two blind men followed him, crying, saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. 28. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came. Do you see that quality of faith? Of consistency. Persistency. See? Pastor, when I came, you were attending to different people and I couldn't wait. So I went to. The problem now happened. I had that dream. I saw people around you. So I went to and the problem happened. So now, Pastor, come and do something. He couldn't wait for 5 minutes. And there are many people in church, pastors in church, that will have handled the case. But his faith is only in Pastor Abiodun Aribike to handle the case. He has looked down on other pastors. She went to. They were shouting on the road. He entered the house. They entered the house with him. And after when he has come into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said to them, look at that. Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, they said what? I hope you know that yeah is yes. Okay. Verse 29, which I want all everyone to read. Oh yeah, let's read together. Then he taught their eyes, saying, according to your faith. We are touching many people that have no faith and nothing is happening. Our touch is to bring out faith in you. Did you remember the parable? Is it not parable? The story of the sinful sheep. You know that woman, the thing that turned my tongue. Sinful, Seraphonia. Don't forget, Jerry. If you know, no, me too, I'm not going to tell you the story again. Did you know? The Canaanite woman, some translators call him the Canaanite woman. The other translator, the Syrophoenician woman. It was meant to be a joke. He came and said, my daughter is sick. Healing. Jesus said, it is not good to give the bread of children to dogs. And he said, even the dog eats from the crumb. What do you think? You think Jesus was a racist? No. He saw no faith in the woman. By that question and reaction, he was pulling faith. He was building faith. And when Jesus saw the faith, the child was healed. When there is a delay, sometimes he's pulling faith. He's pulling faith. When you arise in faith, it is done. He told him, according to your faith, be it done unto you. And he was healed. Are you sick in church? According to your faith. Are you in church? Ministers and pastors are in that butter cabin waiting for you. They want to pray for you. James chapter 5. James 5, 14. 14 and 15. If you get this, things become easy for you. Look at this. Look at this. You know, I want to feel you. You am too far. We'll arrange maybe two more rows here so that I can feel you. My people say, oh, too long, why? Let you see, you are listening. Okay, James 5:14. Let's use that. Is any sick among you? Let him call the elders of a church. And let them pray over him. Anointing him with oil. Look at it. If anyone is sick, call the elders of the church. When the elders come, let the elders pray. Let them take the anointing oil and anoint the person. Look at verse 15. Wait, let's go back to verse 14. You see, many Nigerians think it ends with 14. Call the elders. Elders in plural. Not the lead pastor alone. Any leader of the church can pray for you. And in this service, we are going to pray for one another for healing. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name. You see this description? Not just anointing in the name. And what's the name of the Lord? What is the name of the Lord? Jesus. Go to verse 15. Look, read the first part. What is it? After they have done everything, what will heal the sick? Prayer of faith. If we anoint with oil and we don't pray in faith, we have just given you pomade. Faith is the guarantor of healing. Faith is a guarantor of healing. The anointing oil is a faith extender. Because you are African, you need to touch something. The anointing is to meant for something to touch. Because some people, when you pray for them after, they say, Pastor, is it all? The anointing oil is meant for you not to ask again, is it all? It's to bring faith. But the prayer must be a prayer of faith. That is what we hit the sixer. Anointing oil without faith is creaming the body. We thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to Him. Lift your hands to Him. Just lift your hands to Him. Just lift your hands to Him. Let the healing stream of the Lord flow in this place according to your faith. Is there anybody sick here? Put your hand on that part of your body. You can stand up in faith. Let's pray together. Put your hand there and stand up. Let's pray together. You don't want to put your hand there. Just lift your hands to Him. 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 Put your hands there or lift your hands to Him. He says the prayer of faith. We arise in faith. We arise in faith. Faith in the finished work of Jesus. We arise in faith. Faith in the finished work of Jesus. We arise in faith. Faith in the name of Jesus. We arise in faith. Faith in the instruction of the word of God. And we speak to you. Wherever you are now. Whatever the sickness. We decree you healed now. In the name of Jesus. We command you healed now. In the name of Jesus. We declare you healed now. In the name of Jesus. Your hands healed. Let me just tell you. Some of the things that keep our healing is that we receive prayer and we don't do what we cannot do before. If it is headache and it is neck pain and you cannot shift your neck, when we pray for you, what do you do next? You shift the neck. If you don't do that, you don't have faith. Are we here? Lift your hands to Him again. Every walk of darkness in your life that is bringing you pain, bringing you suffering. Every hand of the enemy upon your body, upon your organs, we bind the devil and we cast him out of your life. In the name of Jesus, we declare you healed now. We declare you healed now. You move into sickness, into healing. The Lord grant you divine health now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Sit down, bow down heads. Let's take the last thing. Sit down, bow down heads. Can we all bow down heads? Faith is the only guarantee for salvation. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. You and your house. By faith, are you saved? By grace, are you saved? Through faith. You are not saved by coming to church. You are saved and you come to church. Let faith rise in you for salvation. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ because you have understood today that it's faith that guarantees. You want to confess your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. For salvation, for salvation, for salvation. To be born again, to be one with the Father, for Him to give you victory, for Him to give you the power for healing. Wherever you are today, can you lift your hands up to Him? I want to receive you into my life for salvation. I receive you. Come into my life and save me, Jesus. Come into my life and save me. Come into my life and save me. I come in faith. I come in faith. Come into my life and save me. We give you all the glory and honor. In the name of Jesus. If you have raised your hand, a card has been given to you. There is somebody at the back waving their hands. Please, just go and meet them at the back. Please, just call the people you have given the cards to go to the back. Just, can we do that quickly? Let's just do that quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be ashamed of anything. Just go to the back. and see them quickly. The Lord bless you. The Lord help you. The Lord heal you. The Lord save you. The Lord write your name in the Lamb's book of life in heaven. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let me give you a Jara prayer. Luke 22, 31 to 32. Luke 22, 31 to 32. Sometimes you want to do many things. You just get to church and it's called, time has disappeared. Luke 22, 31 to 32. Can I have that? Help me, sir. Oh, let me go back. Luke 22, 31 to 32. And Simeon said, I told you, everything is a fight of faith, sir. It is a fight of faith. And the Lord said, Simeon, Simeon, behold, Satan has desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. That what? That is the prayer of Jesus for you, that your faith will not fail. The battles of life are a battle of faith. Lift your two hands up, and that's the prayer we're going to pray. Lord, may my faith not fail. Can you pray for yourself? May my faith not fail. Lord, by your mercy, may my faith not fail. May my faith not fail. My faith will 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 not fail. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The devil desired to have Peter, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. It is your faith that can withstand the devil. It's a battle of faith. I pray for everyone here, your faith will not fail. Can I hear you say amen? Everyone weary, hear the word of the Lord. Let the Lord arise and strengthen you. Your faith will not fail. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please ask somebody, how many people have you brought to church so far? God bless you. Can you stretch out your hand here? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. You shall not lack any good thing. You shall not be stuck. May the increase of the Lord be your portion in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.